Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Friend of God, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Fountain of Living Water, from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13.
It is true. water. Jeremiah chapter 2, Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 this morning, sharing the Word of God. The Word of God says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither say they, Where is the Lord, that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt. And behold, and I brought you into a plentiful country, to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land, and ye made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, Where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that did not profit, or do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over of the isles of Chittim, and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are not yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be ye horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water." May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Father, we thank You that Your Word brings, Lord, revelation. It brings, Lord, separation. It brings deliverance, and it brings blessings. I pray right now in Jesus' name that our hearts will be attuned to what You are speaking to us today. May, Lord, today You get honor and glory from this message. And, Lord, may the people receive the message of the Lord that will transform and change their life, to walk after the things of the Lord, to seek the fountain of living water, and to live for the Lord who is high and lifted up. Have Your way and bless hearts and lives is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in the rank and the file of spirituality today, it has become obvious that Christians and Christianity is basically living in the desert of our days. It seems like that there's a dry season in our land, and there's just seemingly one thing after another that we face in life, that there's no end to it in one sense of the speaking today. Life seems to be filled with the dust and the dirt and the trials and the tragedies of life, and we look and we seek and we try to find, and it seems like there's just no answer. It seems the only thing that is flowing out of the lives in the lives today of the Christians are things of tears and of burdens and pains. And it seems like people are just going from one stress to another, from one trial to another, from one heartbreak to another. And it just seems like it's become a season of desperation and a season of difficulty and a season of valleys and parchment and a season today that Satan just wreaks havoc in the hearts and the homes and the lives of people. But today, as we see many things that are happening in our nation, and you know, we just heard about the issue that is going on with the gasoline and the pipeline issue and how it will affect many of our states and affect the many people. And we're hearing all the legal and all the political rhetoric and things of this nature. But this morning, I want you to lay aside politicians, and I want you to lay aside platforms of politicians. I want you to lay aside anger and the arrogance today. concerning our national pride and how it's just been a travesty of judgment, of justice, and how it's just been a shame upon the red, white, and the blue, the things that we've seen happen within the ranks of sports and sports media today. And along with all the other consuming facts that we're facing, our nation is in a very desperate time and a very needful time. The question is asked, though, and this is something that we have to grasp, and we are asking, and I hear it on the streets, people are asking, so where is the Lord? Where's the Lord in all that is happening? Where's the Lord in the tragedies and the trials that people are going through? Where's the Lord in the things that people today, as a nation, that we're facing, and what's going to happen in the political arena, and what's going to happen economically, and what's going to happen morally in our nation today? Where is the Lord in all these things? Let me assure you today, He is very much alive, and He is very much still on the throne today, and He is still very much in control. Even when our nation, our world is out of control, there's of God, and you can look up and rejoice today, because I believe today, as the Word declares, you can rejoice in this season that we're in, for our redemption draweth nigh. It is a time where it's pointing to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there are times it appears that the heavens have become silent, and as has been said, they become as brass. And could it be that Christianity is facing some of the same components as we read here that Israel was facing, and that God asked Jeremiah, he says, why has my people forsaken me? Why has my people forsaken the things of God? Why have they turned their back on the Word of God? Why have they turned their back on the holiness of God? Why are they not living the lives that bring honor and praise and glory to the name of the Lord? Let me assure you today, as the Word declares, that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that we read about in the book of Jeremiah is the same God today. Thank God today we have a consistent, faithful God. I'm glad that we've got a God that doesn't give up on us, even when we give up on Him. I'm glad that we've got a God who's always there. I'm glad that we've got a God who, as the Word declares, is faithful and true today. So early in Israel's history, God's people, they trusted in the Lord. They had a deep, heartfelt devotion to the Lord. They had an uncompromising allegiance to the things of the Lord Jesus. And so now we find that the whole house of Israel has forsaken God. But you know, it seems like it's just a continual cycle for the people of God. It seems like as you read through the pages of God's Word, this has been a problem that Israel has had from the very beginning. And it seems like they've forsaken God and they've gone to the gods of this world. Well, my friend, not only has the Israelites gone to the gods of this world, our nation has gone to the gods of this world.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.